Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com. And lots of you are at sexwithemily.com watching the show live right now, which is so awesome. You can do that Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 Pacific Standard Time. And we so appreciate everyone who's become Friends with Benefits members. Every day we're getting more and more members. You get more shows, more content. And yeah, we're asking you to pay, but you know, it's a good deal. I mean, it's improving your sex life for 15 cents a day. And I know you're listening to the show because you probably want to improve your sex life, or maybe it's already rocking, but you want to take it to the next level. We've helped millions of people with their sex life. So we so appreciate everyone becoming a Friends with Benefits, a legitimate Friends with Benefits member for Sex with Emily.
Yeah, and the best part is you are so wet right now.
I'm so wet. I have to tell you what happened. Oh, I'm so wet, baby. It's raining, and I ran here, so I'm sweating, and I have water all over me.
Yeah. So yeah.
If you have the video podcast, you can see me so wet, baby.
Yeah. So go to sexwithemily.com.
Check that out. I am sweating hot. Yeah. How are you, Menace?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm really good. Yeah. Really busy, but really friggin' good.
All right.
Yeah, I'm so happy. I'm so good. We just got a lot of work because I'm going to Michigan to see my family.
I know, and you sprung this on me just yesterday.
I know, I'm so sorry. I didn't tell you. I'm so sorry. But we're doing more shows, so everyone has a show every day and all that stuff. So we're just busy, but we're good.
Yeah.
And so today's, I just want to tell everyone a little bit about what they're going to hear today on the show, because we've got an exciting show. As usual, we've got your emails, and a lot of people, it's awesome. You're just going to Ask Emily on my website, really easy way to email me, and you are, or at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Topics include male arousal, dirty talk, breakups, and how to get better oral sex from your partner. Today, we'll be talking about how to have great sex without actually having intercourse.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that yesterday.
I know, because it's like people just assume that sex, they're like, did you have sex? And they mean in and out, penetration. There is so much more that people can do doesn't involve – no, right. But we're saying that we have some specific tips for you to connect with your partner in other ways that don't include intercourse.
All right.
Special things that people can do.
I want to know.
And then we've got – I know. We've got some good stuff. We've got some really good stuff. And I'm still sweating. And it's like dripping. I'm wet. I'm so wet. Oh my god, baby. Yeah. And we did have a question about phone sex today, so maybe I can get into my I'm so wet thing.
That's good.
How are you doing?
I'm good. We had a phone conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do it now or not?
Yeah. Okay. Talk to me about it because I'm at the edge of my seat.
Are you? Really?
Totally. Okay. I have no idea.
So Emily and I had this phone conversation the other day. So we are doing other shows, and then later on this week, is it Thursday? The interns will be on, right?
Again, yeah, Thursday.
Thursday. So, you know, when I do a radio show, I want to do the best show that I can possibly do. And especially, you know, with this show, I believe it's like, you know, you got to share a lot of your life.
Right.
And that's what I've done on other shows, and they've done really well. And I think for the past couple months, I haven't really shared too much. You know? It's like we're having a sex show. Like, we should be, like, talking about sex and, like, having sex with people.
Right.
And so I kind of want to explain why I haven't been sharing too much.
Okay.
Okay. So I have to go back and let people know because, you know, I want to be out there banging chicks and, you know,
totally
sharing it on the air. Like, I don't care. So I want to explain why I've been so reserved.
Okay.
And not sharing.
Okay. Okay? I'm done.
So this is the reason why I haven't really been having too much of a sex life.
Okay.
And I'll explain why I'm not having a sex life.
Why?
So we have to go back to when I was engaged when I lost my mind.
Okay.
Okay, so I got engaged, right?
Like about a year and a half ago.
So before that happened.
He knew her for 5 minutes.
For 5 minutes, and then I got engaged, if people don't know. And that lasted about, I don't know, 6 months, right? So that's all over with. I'm fine. Everything's cool. But before that, I was hanging out with a girl. And this girl worked with me on one of my radio shows.
Okay.
All right?
You're like nervous right now.
No. I just want to make sure I explain it right, yeah, and I don't drag it on and it just, okay, you know, goes. So this girl worked with me on one of my radio shows. I lost my mind. I got engaged, and the girl that I got engaged to knew about this other girl.
Okay.
So she's like.
Because you were sleeping with a lot of people in your office at that time.
Because, you know, I always do that.
Right.
So she's, yeah, I don't want this girl hanging around you, you know. So I had to tell her, like, yeah, I can't have you work with me on my stuff anymore.
Okay.
And I had to, like, end it at that point.
So, end your friendship or end the working together?
Like, kind of just.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
Both together, right, you know?
Uh-huh.
So when it started getting, like, really bad in my relationship, in my engagement, I started feeling more and more bad about what happened with the girl before. The girl and I before had a you know, an understanding. It's like, you know, we're not going to be boyfriend, girlfriend,
right,
and stuff like that. So it's not like I broke up with this girl to be this,
right,
with this girl. The part I felt bad about is that I said, oh, you know, you can't work with me anymore,
right,
because, you know, that's what she wanted to do. So I made some calls and I got her a gig.
Okay.
Like a part-time job.
Right.
In the industry and stuff like that.
Okay.
To, like, make myself feel better.
Right.
So that happened. So then my, you know, sorry, I'm trying to get to the point. So then my engagement ends and then, you know, I go ahead and I live the single life. And then,
right,
me and this other girl were cool again and all that stuff.
You're cool again. Did you start sleeping together again?
We sleep. Yeah.
Okay.
Here and there. But it's not like, you know, this,
right,
is my girlfriend. I'm hanging,
right,
out with other people and,
right,
all that stuff. So we're also friends and we talk a lot. And just recently, you know, because she only had a part-time gig.
Right.
She wasn't making a ton of money. In radio, you know this.
Yes.
Don't make a lot of money.
Don't make any money.
Barely any. So
yeah,
she was having problems with the place that she lived. And when I was first starting out in radio, I was having the same issues.
Right.
I wasn't making any money. I was having problems to find somewhere to
live. You were sleeping at the radio station.
I was sleeping at the radio station. And yeah,
that
headphones
me?
Are loud. Yeah. So my buddy took me in. He let me live out of my place until I can get on my feet. And then so basically that's kind of what I did with this girl because she needed a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been letting her live at my house for like 3 months.
Wow.
But she just got a full-time
gig.
So
what does that mean?
So that means that I can't bring over girls to my house.
Oh, because she's been staying at your studio.
Is she
like in your
out?
Bed?
Yeah. But we're not like, you know.
You're not
because,
sexual.
Well, once in a while when,
right,
I'm drunk.
But right.
I'm just saying, like, I didn't want to make her, like, comfortable living there. Like, it's all good. It's
right.
Like, you know.
So
hey.
You're saying that's, but can't you, okay, what I don't understand is, can't you,
okay,
hook up with the chick and go home with her to her house?
To the chick's house? I could do that if I wanted to.
Right.
But the other thing is, I also have to go home because I
you get
don't,
up at 4 in the morning.
Well, yeah, I get up at 4 in the morning, and also I don't give her a key to my house because I don't want her to get, like, too comfortable, like.
So you have to keep constantly meeting her when she needs to get back in? It's
yeah.
been for 3 months? What a nightmare.
Yeah, so that's what's been going on with me.
Okay. Do you really like this girl, you know?
No,
you think,
we're, like,
sort of?
We're really cool, you know? And, you know, I would feel even worse that somebody helped me out in the same position.
Right. You got to pay it forward. Like
yeah.
someone helps you, what comes around goes around. I do that all
yeah.
the time. I help people. That's good. Okay. So you're not having sex because you're giving back to this woman that you sometimes have sex with. So you are having sex.
Yeah, but not, like, constant –
Right.
Because I don't want to get in like, oh, you know, we're having sex all the time. You're living in my house. Everything's all good.
Right,
blah,
right,
blah.
Right. Are you getting like, sick of her? No. Are you getting sick of this woman living with you? You kind of like it.
No. I'm not.
You've only been living there for 3 months. Jesus, you had a girl move
barely,
in.
Yeah. I was
so
very
3 months is kind of pushing it. I think she should so it's kind of for her to move out.
No, yeah. But she just recently got a full-time gig. So it is all – it's all good. So it is just transitioning to
– Okay, got it. So then you're going to be like a man let out of jail and you're just going to be banging everyone.
I'll try.
Okay.
And then I'll be sharing a lot more.
Okay.
So right now I don't want to make this like an everyday topic because
I get it.
Nothing's really going to change. All right, good.
I've already forgotten.
I want to do a better radio show, and, you know, we do a radio show about sex, and I want to share more sexual experiences I'm having, but...
Talk about the sex that you're having with this girl. What's the deal?
What do you mean?
Well, like, you have sex when you're drunk, but does she want more from you? Do you want more from her? It's, like, totally friends
benefits.
No,
it's just, like, yeah, she doesn't, like, try to come after me. I don't try to come after her.
It's just when you're drunk, you grope and leave.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Right, whatevs.
Whatever. I'm not getting laid anywhere else.
Well, okay, that's true. No, right. And she's there. You're in your bed. So it's awesome. Okay, cool.
Yeah, but no, it's just
I get it. I get it. You've been going through it. Just having a roommate is a lot of work.
Yeah, I never.
And you have a studio, a smaller place, right?
Like, I never go and, like, kiss this chick, like, every day, like, a boyfriend, girlfriend.
You're not like, welcome home. I made you some
like,
turkey pot pie.
Let's hug. Like, okay. That never happens.
Got it.
That stuff.
Okay, well, good to know, Manus. I'm glad to know that you're going to be getting out there soon to feel the content of the show.
I'm trying.
And I have a date tonight.
You
with
do.
This guy that I met on Friday night.
Are you going to move in with him?
I'm going to move in with him next week. He's my boyfriend. He doesn't know it yet. No.
Just go ahead.
He's cute. He's really hot. Like, not that, you know. It's not about that, but he was. I met him at a party. It was like we had met before, and he said that he had a crush on me, and he became he's a friend of mine.
Oh, like, you love that because you like the attention part.
No, I like you know what I like about him that it's been 3-4 days 5 days is that he's just like cool, like he's like I'm into you, I like you, like let's go out. He's not playing games. He's like let's go out tonight. I want to see you. He's just cool, and he's.
All right. So what are you going
to
do?
We're going to go to dinner and drink somewhere. I don't know where yet. And he wants me, my dog's at the beach already. My dog's at Simpson Beach today with a friend.
What?
My dog. Well,
it's
raining. It's pouring rain. Oh, that's why I'm so wet. If anyone's watching,
so you're
going to
have
really
a wet dog
wet.
At your house and try to bring a guy over probably?
The dog isn't going to be around. He's like, I really want to meet your dog, but my dog is at the beach for 2 days. I know.
He's trying to get points by saying, oh, I want to meet your dog.
I know. Like, he doesn't give a shit about a dog, right?
Yeah, no.
That's what he said. I want to meet your dog. Oh, really? But he's cute. And he's like the night. He's like the first guy I've met in a while that I've been like attracted. I've been like, oh, wow. Like not just he's a nice guy and I can kind of get my head around it. But like, oh, I'm actually like think I'm attracted to him and he's cool. That story, I'll tell you all about it tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I can't wait either. So it'll be fun. And
dinner and then drinks. You know what that leads to.
I love dinner than drinks. Drinks than dinner or just drinks, the whole thing. Yeah. And he's – and the reason why I really like him – okay, I think that we did this poll a few weeks ago. Like most people meet online dating, but another way that people meet is through friends. And one of my favorite people in the city, like an old friend of mine, he is really good friends with this guy. And he's been talking about him. He's like, you got to meet him. And so I met him and I was like, oh, yeah, I get it. And then the fact that this friend of mine that I love, he's one of my favorite people in San Francisco for real. Mm-hmm. I always say, I'm like, he's my favorite person in San Francisco. It's the fact that he likes this guy, knows this guy. It's like all good. Like, I feel like he's already vetted.
I got to ask, does this guy do yoga and all that?
No, he's like a dude.
What?
He's like a dude. He's
no
like
ponytail,
a dude. No ponytail.
No polyamory.
Nope.
Crazy
no
stuff like that.
Nothing crazy. He's actually
he's not
like
gonna go meditate for like nine months somewhere.
He's a total dude. He's
Dubai.
Like actually a dude. No, like, he's a total dude. I mean, I don't know. I don't know him that well, but we'll see what happens tonight. So it'll be interesting. So it'll be fun. And then I leave. And then I had a date with the guy, the blind date that brought his mother along that I talked about a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
The guy was in from LA. I planned with him tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be here on Thursday. For business from LA. So he's like, what if I come up Wednesday night and we go out? But I've got this crazy thing that I do. I told him, and this was 2 weeks ago, and he's like, can I see you Wednesday night before you go? And I was like, I have this crazy thing before I travel that I love traveling. I love being on an airplane. Like, I love the whole thing. But I get everything done that night. Like, sometimes I'm up to, like, 5 in the morning or 4 in the morning for a flight because I know I can sleep the whole day. And I, like, I get this – it's like I'm total ADD, but I can totally focus the last minute. And I love to be up all night. Like, not all night, but, like, packing and working. And I just, like, clean up my house and just – I get it because I hate coming home when it's messy. And so I have this ritual that before I go on vacation, I just get a bunch of shit done. I mean, I guess a lot of people do. You get a bunch of stuff done. So I try to explain it to them. And he's like – you don't want to see me again. I was like, no. It's not that I don't want to see you. You have to understand that I have this thing that I have to do. Does that sound weird? He's like, well, you have to. I'm asking you 2 weeks in advance. Can't you plan ahead to get all your stuff done?
He doesn't want to bang somebody else. He doesn't even think about that. He doesn't think you're telling the truth. I
said to him, I'm telling you the truth. I've got this thing. I wish I wasn't like this. I wish I wasn't like the last minute, but I can get more done. I know it sounds silly, but I'm just a work obsessed and I can get more done. And he was like, I think you don't
want to
see me.
You should call him on it and say, hey, if you really want to see me, I'll be out of Michigan. So what's up? It's nothing but a flight.
Having fun in Michigan?
That's what I always say.
No way.
It's nothing but a flight.
Nothing but a flight, baby. My family would come. I'm not allowed to bring men home anymore.
Whoa. Because they get all attached?
No, my family. So, okay. So I've lived far away from Michigan.
The yoga freaks that you
bring over? No. I don't bring over yoga freaks. They've liked the men that they've met. I've lived far away from Michigan for like a long time. And my family, they're all married. They're all monogamous, married. My brother is married with 3 kids. My mom's married. You know, she's, I don't know if they're husband, but they've been together 30 years, and they're all, like, happy family. So Emily has brought home in the, you know, decade plus that I've lived here, mm-hmm. I've brought home 3 to 4 men to Michigan. But to them, that seems like so many guys. I'm like, because they're with the same person. And I'm like, it's not so many guys. It's like the guys I'm dating. So they're like, we don't want to meet anyone unless you're getting married. We don't want to meet anyone else. And I was like, I'm never getting married. So how are you going to meet someone? And then they're like, well, we're done. We don't want to.
You can fly out for lunch.
Yeah, that's true. I'll talk to them about that. But anyway, I think it's funny that my family put that rule. But now they're like, now I think they're getting worried since they said that. They're like, that I haven't brought anyone home in years. Yeah. They haven't met anybody that I dated. So either they think I'm a lesbian.
Yeah.
Or I'm just, not successfully dating.
You should bring me out there.
Come to Michigan. I love my family.
Your cousin thought I was awesome.
Yeah,
I'm
we
sure
all think you're awesome.
Would love me.
They would love you. And Michigan's like, my brother has a house on a lake and it's beautiful. And 4th of July, we go on a boat and we do all this fun stuff.
Nice.
It's awesome. I know. It's really good. Okay, should we get in some sex in the news?
Sex in the news? Okay. What
okay,
do you got?
Good. This is what I got for you. Porn star says, I was Hillary Clinton's intern.
Oh, yeah. This chick's busted.
Adult film star Sammy Spades tells TMZ, Menace's favorite website, she was going to community college in Buffalo, New York, back in 2006 when she met then-Senator Clinton at a banquet and expressed interest in a summer internship. She was accepted a 2006 summer intern. I was planning on becoming an attorney and then going to public office. But a couple years later, she abandoned politics and claims having making a sex tape to pay the bills. The star of Big Bucks, Big Butts Like It Big, number 8, and White Bubble Butts, number 4, says, I don't think Hillary would be too happy, but I have nothing but respect for Miss Clinton.
Of course.
Whatever. That's what kids do today. They got to get through school. They make a sex tape.
This chick is not attractive.
Mm. I didn't see the picture.
Yeah.
But she was in Big Bucks, number 8. Big Butts, number 8. Like, number 8, like first of all.
She must be packing
number
in the
3
ass.
Is probably. Number 2 isn't usually good in movies. Like, number the second.
Number 8, no, maybe they're perfecting it.
No, they're never perfecting
it. It's porn. They can knock those things
out
like
it's
nothing.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. Okay.
Oh, please don't do that ever again.
Sorry. Okay. Big butts like it. Okay. Bachelorette blog. Okay. Oh, I have to talk to you about The Bachelorette. I actually watched The Bachelorette last night.
What?
Have you ever seen it?
The Bachelorette? Yeah. Well, there's been all this drama.
She's
like
crazy.
They're saying that the chick is stupid.
She's not bright. And she's, dare I say, not. I personally don't find her that attractive. Not that that matters.
I can't even remember what she
okay,
looks like.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm watching it. I'm stuff. Getting my hair done because I go to my hair person's house when she cuts my hair and stuff. So we were watching TV, which is awesome because I don't have to go to the salon. I can watch TV for an hour. But she's like, you have to see The Bachelorette. You have to see The Bachelorette. I'm like, okay, because you know I don't watch TV much.
Yeah.
And this woman is obsessed. You'll love this, Menace. You've got to watch it. So there's like, you know, 20 guys that she's dating. And meanwhile, she's like making out with all of them. Yeah. And she's but there's the one guy who was playing her, this guy Bentley.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But he's putting on an act.
He was putting on an act, but she doesn't know. So he's like talking to camera. He's like, yeah, she's over there crying. I'm going to go comfort her right now, whatever. She's not even that cute. And he goes over there and comforts her. She falls in love with him.
Yeah,
over
course,
all the guys, she falls in love with him. He's the biggest jerk. She goes to give him the rose. You know, with the bachelorette, they give a rose. And he's like, this was a few weeks ago. He's like, I'm out of here. Sorry. So he's like, didn't take the rose. He dumps her. But she's in love with him, she says. She says out of all the men, she's fallen in love with him. The bad boy.
Yeah, of course.
Just like we talked about yesterday. So she's like crying, and she cries in every episode like 6 times, and she's just like annoying. And she was like, but now that I got over the Bentley situation, like I don't even think they ever fooled around. I don't think anything ever really happened, but she thought he was the one. And then he was like, sorry, I don't want your rose. Like he broke up with her on national television. They weren't even really together. But why do women like the bad guy? The woman, the guy who's not available.
Because
the one guy
who
left.
And you're going to say, no. And I'm like, Emily,
I think
I'm
men and
you,
women, we all like the chase. We all like a little bit of the chase.
Hell no, I don't want the chase.
Yeah, you do. A little bit with women. If a woman was just like, Menace, I love you. I'm going to come watch you do radio and just sit there and you're
all right,
so awesome.
Sweet.
You wouldn't be into
like,
that chick.
Awesome.
No, you wouldn't.
I can't. Well, I just don't have too much time to put in.
We know, but soon you will.
Soon.
Right. Soon you will. Okay. So anyway, so she says, here, we got some quotes. She said, I was burned by a boy who saw my feelings for him as a conquest, but I still believe in my instinct. And most importantly, I still believe in myself, hopeful of finding a man who would never make me question myself or treat another person with such a lack of regard. So she like, and then she confronts all the guys that she's like, oh, that she flew him back, Bentley, after he dumped her. She wanted him to come back on the show. Like, it was
so stupid.
It's
so ridiculous.
And all the guys were like, you're crazy. So anyway, there's some
more
mad. I hope
all of them left then.
They did. One dude was like, I'm out. I've been sitting here going flying around the world, and you're still in love with some loser who trashed you on television. Like, whatever, you're a loser.
I don't know if that's the same guy that they did a roast of her. And
yes.
Like, was it the same guy that just – he destroyed her.
No, he was the one that comforted her for the roast, I heard. My interns gave me all the updates.
Okay.
So apparently
there was
some guy skewered her. Yeah, he did. He roasted her, roasted.
Yes,
and then this
should.
Guy went up to her and like, comforted her, Bentley. Oh. He's like, oh, it's okay. But he was the one trashing her more than anyone, like behind the scenes, saying she was ugly and mean.
I love it.
It's awesome. I really – and you can watch it on Hulu, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that.
Good.
Since I have Hulu all hooked up in my television
and
set.
And Fire TV.
And Fire TV. Fire TV. Yeah, Fire TV. If you haven't been listening, I've got a new porn box. It's called Fire TV, FYRE TV. You can download porn, over 20,000 titles, and you can buy it by the minute. You can buy 15-minute, 20-minute chunks. You can watch on your iPad, your computer, and it's an amazing way just to surf through porn. I mean, they've got every kind of selection, and you can kind of figure out, like, porn for women, porn for men. I'm really into facials, if you know what that means.
Yeah.
Facials
are awesome to get done on your face.
Right. Okay. Facial sex. All right. Can we learn from animals' sex lives? It's tempting to look to critters for insight on human sexuality, monogamy especially, but beware. Faye Flam, the author of The Score, How the Quest for Sex Has Shaped the Modern Man, explores sexual evolution across the species. Studying other animals shows how complex and interesting mating behavior can be. There are animals that mate for life and co-parent while other species practice a degree of promiscuity. There's also a lot of variance with species. And few people manage lifetime monogamy, but serial monogamy is very common in animals. More than anything, our furry, feathered, and scaled friends reveal where humans as a species fall on a broad spectrum of sexual behavior. So they're just saying that animals, most of them, are not monogamous, I guess is what they're saying, but we are. And
Not penguins.
Not penguins and not something else we talked about a few weeks ago. I love evolutionary biology and sex. Like, I love combining all of those. Like, looking at the animals, like, are we really meant to be monogamous?
Because you keep on trying to prove that you're not.
I don't think that we really are. I know that you think that we are.
No, I'm just saying there's no problem with it. I don't know.
You think
that
you're not going to have a problem
with it. Naturally, are we supposed to be with somebody forever? I don't know that.
It doesn't feel – it never felt right to me.
Yeah, I'm
never
just
did.
Saying.
It always made me itch.
It doesn't.
The thought of it just gives me ticks and stuff.
Oh my God, one person forever.
Really, that always made me feel tense. But I hope I meet someone and I'm like, oh yeah, me and you, done, forever. Like,
what? When did you start getting the itch?
The itch?
Always
what? The itch to what?
No.
When does it make me itch when they talk about being together forever? I used to get uncomfortable. When does that happen? Since I was like 19.
Since you were 19? But before that you were in love? Who did you dirty?
No one did me dirty. No, I did get my heart broken when I was 16.
See, that's
by
what
Lance,
happened.
And I loved him.
If I could find a DeLorean and go back in time, I would fix you.
You'd fix me with a DeLorean. No, I don't think it was because of Lance at 16, but I do think it was family stuff.
Yeah?
But I've worked it all through. I just think I'm a different kind of woman. We're going to leave it at that because I think that's just what I am. But wouldn't you be psyched if I came in here one day I was like, oh my God, Menace, I'm madly in love and I'm getting married. Wouldn't that be great?
I would love that.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I would fully support it.
Right. And so it could slap him.
Yes.
Or
you better have a good reception.
dude, my wedding would be so awesome, but planning wedding seems like a nightmare. And I just want to tell everyone that we're having this best – if you send me, email me your best sex tip and you might win a prize. Next week we're giving out a prize. So email me what you think is your best sex tip or the best sex tip you've ever gotten or the best thing anyone's ever done to you. You can email that feedback@sexwithemily.com or on my Facebook page you can post it if you feel like it with Sex with Emily or Twitter.
Yeah. We were talking on the phone last night about trying to come up with more giveaways.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll be doing a lot
more giveaways.
Don't name anything, but
every week we're going to be doing
giveaways. We're working.
We want to bring all of our friends with you. You have to be a Friends with Benefits member, though. And we'll give you a
prize. We want to hook you up. We're talking to people.
Every week we're going to give away awesome toys, and eventually we'll be giving away more, not just toys, products. Yeah. And we'll be giving away a lot more every week, so then you have more of a chance of winning.
Cool.
Because it's all awesome. Should we get into some emails?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I want to hear from the people, what the people have to say.
Here's what the peeps have to say.
All right.
Emily, we have our own version of the exotic erotic here in Portland, the exotic erotic ball, which is this crazy ball they do in San Francisco.
Yeah.
But I've always wanted to come to yours in the Bay Area. Have either of you attended in the past, and would it be worth a trip down? Thanks, Frank. Yes, Frank, I have attended in the past. I don't know what you're into and if it's worth a trip down, but I do know that it was canceled last year the day before because they had no money. So I would check your calendar. It's this crazy ball they do in San Francisco right before Halloween where everyone's dressed up and everyone's just being crazy and naked and running around in this huge cow palace. And
It's definitely past its heyday.
It's been around for like 30 years or something. Yeah. It was like the 25th year last year. It's like, it's not
really
my
thing.
Last
time I heard it was cool was maybe the late 80s.
Yeah, exactly.
But now,
Frank, I wouldn't make a trip here. I'd come here to San Francisco because it's awesome, but don't come for the exotic erotic ball.
Yeah, just go to the Power Exchange.
Let's go to the Power Exchange.
It's the same
thing. Their gay pride that just happened. There's lots of fun things happening, but I wouldn't say exotic erotic ball is my favorite. I'm going to be honest.
I don't even know if it'll be
around. Remember I went a few years ago and did a video and you might not remember. But
no.
Okay. Dear Emily, I've been relieved to hear that I'm not the only bloke that has more than an on-dead button in regard to arousal.
What?
Like he's either turned on or turned – he's from Australia, so he says on-dead, on-off button is what he means.
Okay.
I'm not the only bloke who has an on-off button in regard to arousal, so either he's really turned on or he's really turned off. The way I perceive the situation is a volume knob. It doesn't take much to turn on, but there is a whole world more of flirtation techniques than just lying in bed naked. Yes, this is my wife's practice. She just lies there naked. Love the show. Hope I'll be courageous to use a lubrication of communication with your encouragement and technique and advice. Also, I want to know how to talk dirty. I grew up very conservative and really have no idea, embarrassingly so. Regards, Ben from Yeppoon, Queensland, Australia. What up, Ben? Okay, so I know what you mean about the on-off button arousal. Women have that, men have that. But let's talk about talking dirty.
Okay.
I tell you how wet I was today.
give me some more examples.
I just did.
That's it?
Ben, I'm so wet. No, I wet because I got
how
caught
wet
in the
are
rain.
You?
I'm so wet, Menace.
How wet did you get?
I got so wet that I was dripping down my chest and there was like droplets of sweat. Between my breasts.
All right.
No, Ben, really a good way to talk dirty is to describe a situation. Because we're not saying you jump in and be like, you know, you're my bitch, you're my whore, whatever things you want to use. I would start slow and I would say that you should start describing scenarios of things that feel good. Or say, how do you like when I touch your breasts? Or it feels really good when you put your hand on my penis. Or you might want to call it something else.
My hot dog.
You might want – it helps to describe situations like – this is just a way to start saying like, you know, last week when – like think – I would imagine in your mind a time when you guys had sex and it was awesome and it rocked your world. And then I would describe that situation and I would say, remember that time when we were in the car making out and you got naked and came over and climbed over on my seat? Whatever scenario you remember, and start describing that scenario, and that could be another way to get going. And also just talking about very specific things like, do you like it when I touch this? And telling her what you like. And because that's very easy way to start.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
You know, I always have flashbacks when you're talking.
Yes.
And
flashbacks to
what? I don't know why I had it on TV because I was making dinner.
Oh.
Sex in the City was on.
Okay.
It was on in the background. I don't know.
Today?
Because I was watching
last
something
night, I mean?
Before.
Okay.
And it always comes on after. And you know, I hate
it. You're a closeted Sex in the City lover.
And it was all about how the guy wanted to pee on her.
Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about that. I've never seen all the Sex and the Cities, believe it or not.
Really?
No, I've seen like a few of them.
I think you would be all about it.
I would be all about it, but I just would need to get it. HBO.
Yeah, just, and then it reminded me when I was younger that there was this chick that her and her boyfriend were really into it.
Oh, a lot of people are really into it. Urination. It's very, very common.
Dude, you had your friend Sarah that was in here.
Yeah.
Not to get super graphic right now, but it was on a past episode.
Right.
Where, when was she in here? Last week sometime?
Yep. It's a Friday.
She was talking – when we first had her on the show, she was talking about how she was peeing in guys' mouths.
Oh, she does it all the time. She's dominatrix. Men love it. Some men who are into that, domination, submission, men who want to be submissive and want to be dominated by a strong female would like – a lot of them request to be urinated into their mouth, urination to go into their mouth.
You can't pay me enough money.
I know. But a lot of guys, they get off on the submission part. They're dominant in every other part of their life. Maybe they're a CEO of a major company and they've got a wife and three kids and they got a lot of responsibilities. Yeah. And this sex is one place where they can totally let go and be dominated. And for some men, that includes like having a woman like pee in their mouth. That totally turns them on.
What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that are that it's really common and that there's nothing wrong with
also,
it.
Also, if a guy said,
I personally would not be down with that.
I'm not saying you have to receive, but you would.
If a guy was like, "Will you pee in my mouth?"
Yeah.
God. What I mean, part of me feels like I should just for the experience. Like I feel like I should try everything once.
Yeah.
To be honest, but I can't quite. I'm trying to see how it all goes down. How drunk am I?
I don't know.
A total minus answer. I think that, yeah, I mean, I never say never.
He's like, Emily.
And I might fall in love and have a wedding one day, too.
Yeah.
And I might pee in some guy's mouth. I have no idea, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
We had this contest.
But I've never done it, and I've never had anyone proposition me.
People asked me if you would do this. We had a contest where we were giving away a Cadillac Escalade.
Ooh.
And there was five of us on the show. And we had all pee in a cup, and the guy had to get into the main contest. He had to drink all of our pee, and he did it.
Are you serious?
Serious?
Just a random dude?
Yeah.
Like a contest? Like he wanted
listener,
to win a contest?
Yeah. He wanted to win the Escalade.
How much urine?
Like the styrofoam cups.
Ah. And he did it in front of you?
And he
were you grossed
automatically
out?
Puked. Yeah, of course. Automatically.
To win tickets to a concert?
No, to get the Escalade.
Oh, to get the Escalade. Sorry.
But then he didn't end up even winning the Escalade.
Why? Because he threw up?
Because he had to do that just to get into the main contest.
Oh. Ew. You boys in your shows. I would never, ever do that. I would never want my listeners to send me sex tips. I'm not going to have them, like, urinate, defecate.
In cups and send it here.
Wow. But that is a very common – Sarah was on the show again on last Friday and talked about the same thing, that, like, she's done that a ton and people are really into it. Yeah. I don't judge. I cannot believe that guy did it and threw up.
Oh, yeah. Was he
in your office?
Yeah, he was in the studio.
That's freaking crazy. You boys are crazy. You crazy boys. That was when you were doing your morning
crazy
show.
Stuff, yeah.
Emily, a few shows ago, you asked for stories of people who have done or said weird things in bed or something to that effect. I have to share with you the story of one particular guy I dated briefly and slept with a couple times. When he had an orgasm, he would literally yell, like scream. And then she has it spelled out phonetically here, how he screamed. Ugh. Lots of A's, lots of U's, lots of G's, lots of H's. Not like calling out sexy things or moaning loudly. Just, oh, yeah. Aside from the fact that it was weird for me, it was also super awkward for his roommate, whose room was the other side of the wall. I heard she moved out shortly after he had me over that night. He hadn't dated anyone before me for over a year, so I guess that's why she lasted as long as she did. He also lied about his age and dyed his chest hair. Needless to say, it didn't last long with him. My friends and I still laugh about the screamer. I don't have any ill will towards him. I just hope he finds a nice woman who doesn't mind him yelling at the top of his lungs when he orgasms and him dyeing his chest hair. Love the show, Heather.
Oh, Heather.
That is hilarious. I've had guys – well, I'd rather have a guy go, oh, yell.
Yeah, but did you – you used to complain all the time about a guy that would just go, ugh.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, did something just happen? Like, you wouldn't even know that he orgasmed. He'd be like, exactly. He's like, pfft. Or like, it was more like a, I guess. I'm like, how do you orgasm and not make any noise? Men don't. I think your guys are trained. I think because you're trained to masturbate in silence when you're younger that you learn not to say anything. But I think it's super hot when men, you can hear them like orgasming. It's so friggin' hot.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely make more noise if I was at like a house.
Right. You know?
But when you live in apartments.
Oh my God. Know? My apartment building, as I've talked about in the past, is mostly lesbians right next door to me and right below me. They hate me because I wear heels, 5-inch heels all the time. I take them off now when I get home. Like, but they have like crazy – I think the couple below me is into BDSM, bondage, discipline, sadomasochism. So I've heard like whips and stuff, and they like – I've heard them having like longest orgasms ever, and it totally turns me on. Like it's kind of hot. Not the whole – yeah, the whole thing. I would say not the whole like whipping and whatever, but it's just hot to hear them orgasm, and they go on for hours. Because, you know, women can have multiple orgasms. And if you've got two lesbians, you've got like 6 orgasms to be had. It's like a whole day. Like sometimes they're down there for like 2 hours and it's going and going. And then the ones next door, I don't hear that often because they're probably already experiencing lesbian bed death syndrome maybe. But the ones below me are like so into it.
And you're like, those bitches, I hate you.
I know. I hate them for all your multiple orgasms. So and then if I have a dog now, they're going to hate me even more.
But the guy, he could have toned it down a little bit. I wonder if she said anything. I was like, hey, are you all right?
I know. And she's like,
are you okay?
Exactly. I guess I would be embarrassed because my apartment is the walls are so thin that people can hear, but I'd rather have him make a noise than nothing. That's all I got to say. Yeah. But women can be screamers too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You've been with women who are like too loud and you're like, but is it too loud because it you're afraid what your neighbors, people are going to think, or too loud because it just like made you uncomfortable? Like, did you think it was hot?
It's only neighbors.
But don't you think it's hot when a woman can't be loud?
Yeah.
Good. Right answer. Emily, I'm a 29-year-old virgin. I'm turning 30 in a couple months. And I got to thinking, ever since that Steve Carell movie, 40-year-old virgin, I think a lot of people think that it's okay to laugh at people about being a virgin if they're a little older. It makes me wonder, is a 39-year-old virgin just as funny as a 40-year-old virgin? I think it probably is. So my question is, how far can you roll it back? I think being a 30-year-old virgin is the turning point from being somewhat normal to being a loser. Do you agree? Am I doomed if I don't get laid in the next couple of weeks, or am I already 5 years overdue? Joshua from Calgary, Canada.
Emily would say you're like, I don't know, 12 years overdue other than 5.
No, but, Josh is totally fine. I just want to know more. I want to know why Josh isn't having – why he hasn't had sex yet. But I think 30 years old, I mean, I don't think that's bad. I don't think he's a problem, I don't think you're a loser at all. I just wonder what has been holding you back from having sex, if you've had, like, sexual relations with women and you just haven't taken it there, or if you're just kind of shut down in other ways. I'm just wondering what, you know, if you have an active sex life but you've been holding out because you want to wait to have sex, or if you just haven't had opportunity. I just would like to know more about that.
You got to do the slump buster, dude.
The what?
The slump buster.
What's that?
That's when, if you haven't had sex in a long time, in his case, a really long time.
Or ever.
You just have sex with a random person.
A slump buster? Yeah, oh, because you're in a slump, and she busts your slump.
Yeah, and then you're builds your confidence, and then you're getting laid.
I hope I've never been a slump buster to a guy.
Ooh, I don't know. I can't tell you.
I'd be a good one, though. I'd be like, they'd be like psyched. They'd be like out of the rut. They'd be like, no more slumps. I would say, Joshua, you're not a loser. Don't beat yourself up. And the more you think about it, like, oh my God, I'm a virgin. Oh my God, I'm a virgin. You're going to be a virgin even longer. So you have to just stop thinking about it and obsessing about it, because that's where you're at right now. And if you really do want to meet someone and you want to start having better sex, then I would start making those efforts. Like, do one thing a week, like sign up for an online dating site or talk to that cute girl that you're attracted to every day that you see at the coffee shop. I mean, do something different to meet people if you're not right now. So
I'm really supporting that improv class idea that I had.
What was it again?
Last week, where I had to say, to build your confidence, just go to
take
the improv.
An improv class. It's amazing, and you can meet.
I know
lots
it sound
of
corny.
Cute.
Like to take an acting class is like absurd to me, but I really think it would really help to build confidence.
Really, it seemed absurd. Yeah, I think so too. I've taken it, and it did give me a lot of confidence. And I remember it's funny because I took it before I did the radio show, and it wasn't related, but it did. It does open you up because you're like, I can't ever stand in front of people and do this really weird thing. And you do it. You're like weird contortions with your body or your face, or you say things, and it's great for you. Improv. Yeah.
Because at least in that atmosphere, people are going to be doing the same thing, and they're not going to be judging you, even if you're thinking about it.
Right.
Like, oh, this person in the class is going to think I'm weird and stuff like that. They're like, no.
We're all in it together.
They're all doing the same thing. And then I guarantee you, and I said this before, if once you get out of that class and you go out into the real world where people are not even on your level because you got all this ammo of being in an improv class, you're going to just, like, destroy it. You know?
Absolutely.
You're going to
I think it's just anything that's a confidence builder. I think
having
that's a great
point. Having
chicks
give you hand jobs all the time. Crappy ones, but you'll still be getting them.
Menace in the hand job. I think, yeah, that's great. Take a class. Do something that's going to introduce you to women. Go hiking. Whatever your interests are, Joshua, I wouldn't say like you should go out and start taking a cooking class if you're not into cooking. But start to think about the things that you like and do some activities around that.
Yeah, no hiking.
No hiking. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people have met during like Sierra Club hikes, like single hikes. Don't roll your eyes. People like nature. Been listening to the show for over.
I'm so happy there's a video podcast because you can see all the dirty looks that you give me every single show. You can break it down.
Yeah. Do I give you a lot of dirty looks?
Oh my God. The entire time.
I roll my eyes at you too.
Yeah.
Oh, menace. I do that.
You give me pissed off looks all the time.
You love it. Yeah. Been listening to the show for over a year. Used to love listening to shows about relationships and sex while in high school and found yours by browsing podcasts on iTunes. What a find. Question. Me and my girl are on a break. We still talk and are planning to work things out once I return from school. Although the point of the break wasn't to hook up with other girls, is hooking up while on a break cheating? What do you think I should do? Like I said, I do see a future with this girl, but I want to do some things on my own, so I'm sure of her. Thanks in advance. You guys rock and roll. B from Edmonton, AB, Alberta? Another Canada, I guess. Edmonton, isn't that probably? Yeah.
Well,
anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. I would think that you need to talk to her about what the break means. I think you just need to have the conversation with her. A lot of people have breaks. Sounds like you're in school. Wait. Is he in school? Yeah, you're young. So I would say, yeah, you're on a break. You should be sleeping with other women. But if you feel insecure about it or you're not sure, I would have to talk with her and just say, I just want to be clear that while we're on the break, we are going to see other people. I think that a break means that you see other people.
Yeah,
and
it
you
does.
Just, but if you're worried and you think she's the one and you're going to be with her in the future, which you probably won't be, but I know that you're thinking that. I'm just saying because you just got a high school, you know, whatever. Maybe you will be. Maybe she is the one. But I think that if she is or if she isn't, either way, it helps to be honest and just tell her that I plan on seeing other people. So and you're not playing the guessing games.
You really need to make a pact, too, about
what do you mean?
This. Because this is – let's say you take the break and then you decide, you want to be back together. She might have slept with somebody. You might have slept with somebody. And that conversation should never come up and say, hey, so how many people did you sleep with?
Yes.
Because
don't do the replay.
That's just going to destroy any chance you have of getting back together.
Exactly. It's very tough when you guys get back together to be like, so who'd you sleep with? What'd you do? Just decide that you're going to see other people.
That's not going to benefit anything.
No. It never helps talk about your past sex life. It just – never does. And I would say that just agree that I think you got to – I mean, so much about relationships are setting boundaries around this stuff. And so if you're being honest and just saying we're going to see other people, but you can even say at this point and be like, but I don't want to talk about it when we get back together. I don't want to discuss it. When we're back together, we're back together. Done. Do never review your past sex life.
And if you can pull that off, then you'll have a great coming
back
together.
Well, you know, when I was 25, I went backpacking through Southeast Asia for a year. I think I've told you this before, Menace. But
I didn't even know it was a year.
Yeah.
I know you.
I didn't know you then.
No, but I know you've done it like a ton of times.
I went back. I went once for a year and I went backpacking by myself. But I was dating a guy for 6 months when I left. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we should just kind of be open and do whatever. And I was open and did whatever because I was gone for like, it was like 9 months I was gone, but then I left again and went back, whatever. So I came back and he was like, and I kept emailing him because I was feeling bad because I was hooking up with dudes.
Yeah.
I was traveling. It was super fun. And I'd be like, you should date other people. He's like, no, I can't. I'm like, you really, really should. Come back to find out that he had slept with his entire office,
which
I couldn't be upset with. He's like, you. But I couldn't be upset with him because I was like, I was sleeping my way around. I was like at a little mini UN conference. Like, you meet guys from all over the world. It was like guy from Germany, guy from Israel, whatever. But it kind of bummed me out because I knew they were all here in San Francisco and he'd be like, this one, that one. I kept finding all these remnants, like cards they wrote him. I'm like, you slept your way around the office. And I just wish we were more honest or we just kind of – it was too murky when I left and we took the break. Like we needed to have rules and then everything I found out I kept obsessing about and he would obsess and it wasn't healthy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into some sex tips.
All right, what do you got?
This is what I got. This is like one of my favorite – this is my favorite topic. This is the most important topic. Foreplay. But foreplay in a different vein.
No,
I mean, foreplay in a different vein. Foreplay when you – okay. This is the deal that so much about sex, you think about like, did you have sex? When you have sex, you have penetration, right? You think about in and out penetration.
Yeah.
Penis, vagina.
Hot dog and – bagel.
Exactly.
Together.
That's what you think. But there is so much more that you can do. And sometimes if you're – the reason we're talking about taking sex off, taking intercourse off the table and all the fun things that you can do that incorporate – that are intercourse – that are foreplay tips and tricks – without having sex. So try to delay intercourse for a night. Have one night where you don't have sex. Or maybe you have it at the very end because sometimes it's really hard to hold out. But I get that. But people put so much pressure on just like we have to have intercourse and maybe they're having issues or a lot of women, only 30% of women can have orgasms during intercourse. And I just think it's important sometimes to be like, let's just not have sex. Let's just not have sex, intercourse, and do all these other things.
And what? Then also I wanted to bring up – it's. I'm not against foreplay, but it's just sometimes you don't have that great connection of kissing. Can you go back to all your past relationships and thinking and like I can have like – I have like two people that just stand out like I could make out with them
right.
from the sun up to sundown.
Oh,
and it was like
oh,
really –
I love that. Right.
Like it was the best person to make out with. And
right.
it's funny because those two people aren't people that actually really had like heavy – intercourse relationships with.
Oh, you didn't? You just kissed them?
Yeah. No, I mean, I had sex with them,
right,
of course.
But you really liked making out with them.
I really liked making out with them.
Right. And only two?
Only two that I can think of like
right.
through my whole history.
Wow. So you're wondering some tips for better kissing or
no,
what
I'm
does
just
that
saying
mean?
I wanted to ask you if there's anybody that really stood out because that's what makes it really hard if you don't have that you might have great intercourse,
right?
It'd be
right.
amazing. But, like, when you go to, like, just make out with them, it might
yeah.
not be as great as the intercourse.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So that's why you want to skip that because it's, like, awkward.
I've had bad kissers. I mean, I've definitely been bad kissers, but I've been with guys who are amazing. Like, I just love just lying with them, fooling mm-hmm. around, cuddling and touching and
yeah.
all that stuff. Yeah, I've definitely had men who I'm more connected to in that way. And we could have like these epic long nights where we don't have sex and we're just fooling around and doing everything. Yeah, I've had that for sure.
Yeah.
Not in a long time. It's been a while.
So that's why I'm thinking like – that's why I'm always cringing when you go, oh, that's why I want to know how long the session needs to be of foreplay.
You always want to time the foreplay.
Because what about
it
if I don't have
hour.
That same – like we're going to – we have amazing sex.
But I think that you don't know, Manus, because you haven't even tried all these tips that I'm going to give you to have better foreplay.
Okay, teach me.
I think that
Yoda.
You haven't tried, and you don't know that this person isn't good. Just maybe you kissed him once and it wasn't great, so you're assuming this person isn't great. But sometimes kissing can get better. You get into the groove. So let me tell you some things that you could do. Let's talk about kissing first. Start slowly and let it progress. You can use your hands while kissing. It's important to, like, don't – look
no,
at me
I'm
like
just
that.
Looking.
Okay.
I got
people
my
simply,
beard is too
people
long. It's
simply,
getting in my face.
Is it?
Yeah.
They waste the okay. So they waste their hands like they waste it. Like they're like making out and they're kissing, but like use your hand to like rub the scalp and rub mm-hmm. the ears and like neck and grab them and there's you
yeah.
can make kissing like super super hot. But it's hard if you're with the bad kisser. And we've done shows on kissing before, which we could do again, which we should do again. Talking about if you're with the bad kisser, is that a deal breaker? Like there are ways to teach each other how you like to kiss. Take your time and just enjoy the act of kissing. You can make it last hours. Like, do you remember those first nights when you're with someone, when you're like so into someone and you do just kiss all night before you have sex? That's kind of what I'm trying to channel here. I'm trying to channel that first. Let's say there is people that you have had great foreplay with. Think about those people, those nights, those like before you have sex, like that amazing buildup to the sex. Like we're mm-hmm. trying to get that back because maybe you've just been having intercourse and you have it the same way every time. You can have a night. This is a way to like spice it up for people in their relationships or people who are just starting out. But these are just things that you could do. So extend the kissing longer and like do different things, you know, play with your hair, ears.
Do you think you've had amazing emotional connections with the people that you
yes.
had the best
Oh.
foreplay with? Or can you,
I think I have,
can you have really good foreplay without having an emotional
that's
connection?
A great question, Menace. I think you absolutely can have good foreplay. You can just be really like have great chemistry and not be really intimately connected. But I think that mostly I get very connected to people. So people like I get very emotional. I get connected. Yeah, I think I usually am. When you have that great intimacy, because this is all about building intimacy too. Foreplay is more intimate, which is why I think a lot of people shy away from. I mean, I know women, like, you're like, what do women want? Foreplay. Like, this is such an old thing. But it's like, there's really reasons why women want it. I mean, just the reasons is – and men should want it too. And I think that men can learn to enjoy it and not see it as a chore. and that women actually need it to feel that connection and to be turned on and to get to where – sometimes some women can't won't be able to have an orgasm. So this might be the only way that you can have one. So – but I think I'm – I get very – I'm very good at – not very good, but I connect with people. Like I think most people I've been with I have some sort of intimate connection with. Like it's not just – not just sex, although I have just had that. But it is hard to have these languid, long sessions with someone that you're not at all intimate with emotionally.
Yeah.
Okay. So sensual touching. We talked about massages last week, but massages can be done with your hands, but you can also use other parts of your body, including your mouth. Generally, slow and sex – slow movements are key. Oh, my God. Did this not print?
Oh, no.
This happened again. This didn't print out.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Emily does cringe right now because she went to go open up her more sex tips and it's all blank.
It's all blank.
It's cool.
Yeah, I did that. That's cool. That's cool.
That's fine.
But so anyway, so what I'm trying to say is I know exactly what to say, is that there's things like, you know, there are like massage and kissing, and then there's like oral sex is something that you should definitely spend your time on, like 10, 15, 40 minutes. That's what Sarah – you would have laughed during the show on Friday when Sarah was like – I need a man to be in there for 45 minutes. And I was like, men should be having a heart attack
Wait,
right now.
Just making out for 45
oral sex.
Minutes?
No, going down on her for 40 minutes.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So, like, there's
No,
just...
there's guys that will do it for, like, 10 hours. It don't matter. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I really have to be into that person to be down there
for 45
minutes.
I totally get it. I know. But have you ever been down there for 45 minutes?
I've been down there for a while, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, good.
I don't never time it.
Right.
Yeah,
like
I never go,
minutes.
All right, I've already been down there.
But like
I
the
go.
Requisite like 1 minute thing like we were talking about the other day, like that doesn't work when a guy's like, oh, I did it for a minute and we're not warmed up. So it's just, it's all about like the connection, the spirit. Like you could do role playing. You could – I mean role playing is a whole other way. We're going to do a whole show on role playing next week. But on – you know, dressing up in costumes, like sexy stuff. I mean these are just all different ways that you can connect. I mean like don't you think that's hot if – Okay, I know you don't like lingerie, but if she was dressed up like a – I should do this to you now.
Okay.
I don't know. What's your thing? Like a star – like
what do you mean?
Star
no,
Wars
I was
character.
Thinking of more like obscure things to see if you would still
I know,
be
but
down.
I don't know what – okay, but you wouldn't be down with anything. But what if she looked really hot and she was dressed as like some – what are you into? Star Wars characters or something?
Star Wars, no.
What would you be into?
But I'm saying there I have seen like super hot chicks dressed in Star Wars outfit, but I'm not saying that's what gets me off. Remember I told you I like the girls with the high socks.
Like high socks. I want to know what else you like.
Hot.
What else besides the high socks? That can't be the only thing. Sundresses, shorts,
girls
skirts.
Always look good in dresses. I like girls that are dressed really well.
You like –
like I really
respect a woman who like
– spends the time to look good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. So role playing, slowly undressing your partner. Like I cannot put enough emphasis on this. Like how you have to slow down the process. Like I just think that the fact that I mean, especially for a woman, we like to be undressed. We like to someone take the time. I talked about this like a few weeks ago, and the guy I was dating at the time was like a few months ago. Was like, I don't undress you slowly. Why'd you say that? But it's true. Like guys don't. They're just like, take your clothes off. We're taking our clothes off. We're just having sex. We're talking about the process of like removing clothes, like leaving her bra and panties on when you're in foreplay, like leave it on longer, like leave it on and touch her over the material. Like sometimes when a woman, when her bra or panties, that material touches her skin, like it feels amazing. Like it can feel so good for a woman to like leave those clothes on.
Yeah.
What?
No, I had a question. I know this is going to be weird asking. It's coming from me. But what kind of conversation can somebody have in this time but without trying to be overly sexy?
What do you mean, what kind of conversation? When they're undressing you?
Yeah.
Be kissing and talking and being like, you look hot or you look amazing or
without
I'm so
going,
to you.
Oh, you look so hard. Oh.
Yeah.
Just without like, that.
Without that?
Yeah. Can you have a normal
You mean like, so, what do you think of the Giants? That kind of thing?
No, to say, oh, I think, you know, you look really good right now.
Yeah, you can totally have a conversation.
But the part where it just comes cheesy to me is like, oh, God, he looks so good. Right now.
Yeah, why can't you? That's
is that
hot.
Necessary? Do
totally
I need
necessary.
To do that?
I think so. I think that all women need the affirmation. And men, don't you want to hear? I guess men don't as much, but I always tell guys, like, how hot, like, oh my God, you're so hot. You're so sexy. Like, I always want to, because I think it. Like, when I'm with someone, I'm like, oh my God, you're so hot. Like, don't you just want to say it because it's there? But you, in your mind, think that women all want to hear compliments. So you
no,
don't give
I don't think that I don't think about that. I just think I sound ridiculous right
no,
now.
No, you That's don't. What though. I See, think. You over you because you're insecure about some of these things, and you overthink it.
I'm not insecure
it.
About it. I think it's you hilarious. Are. You think I that think it's funny.
But I think if you're feeling it in the moment, like she looks so hot. I mean, and there's games you can play too. Like I love all of these. We're talking about foreplay, and we're talking about different things you could do. Like there are these amazing games that are like icebreakers. Like we were talking about, like the dice, or the games that ask you questions about what turns you on, and you each write down a fantasy. I mean, there's just. You know, I mean, there's so much that isn't intercourse. And we just think like, did you have sex? We had sex. We banged. We did it. It was in and out. And I'm just trying to say like we should expand it. So start with massage. Start with kissing. Uh-huh. You could do role playing. You could play games. You could just like play strip poker or whatever. Take off clothes slowly. There's – especially for women. And I'm saying maybe guy – but I think a guy can get into this too. Like I think that you think – it would take a lot of the pressure off the table too of like performing sexually. Like I think – like does foreplay scare you a little bit?
No.
None of it?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying if I don't have that connection where I think it's awesome, I just don't really want to do it that much with
right.
that person.
But then why? But you still – okay. So this is what I don't understand. But you still want to have intercourse with them, but you just don't want to make out with them?
Yes, because intercourse can be – yeah. The intercourse can be way better than the foreplay. But if the – but there is people out there that you can – I believe that you can have amazing foreplay with. You
right.
know? And then – have intercourse.
Right, exactly.
You know, but if you're not really – what the hell is that noise?
It's like it sounds like a bird.
Yeah, but I just don't – is that your phone?
No.
Okay. Sorry, people. But I'm just saying that I just don't want to spend that much time on it. I don't want to sit there and go through the motions just because I know it's going to lead to
and you're,
having
you're
intercourse.
Not into, because you're – right. Because yeah. you're mean of the woman that you think is a good – but I'm not sure that you've pushed this woman enough to know that she's not good at it. That she wouldn't be good at intercourse. I think everyone – there's. I'm talking about opening up parts of your body, opening up parts of yourself that don't include – like that you wouldn't even know because maybe she was a bad kisser the first night you were together. But maybe you could really be into her in another way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I believe.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. It's okay, good. We're going to get into this more next time because I didn't print out. But I think I gave you a pretty good overview.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah. And what's today? Tuesday?
Yeah. Today is Tuesday.
All right. Tomorrow's right. going to be an awesome show. But
awesome
I'm
show.
Really excited about Thursday.
Let me tell you about – oh, I don't have the thing, but tomorrow's show. What's tomorrow's show again? Thursday's show is going to rock with the interns talking
yeah.
about
their online dating
their online dates.
Yeah.
They're like the little sexually friendly guinea pigs doing amazing mm-hmm. stuff, and they're going to talk about that. And then tomorrow's show – role playing. Tomorrow
role
is role playing. Yeah.
Oh, so you guys
I'm gonna
are
wear
gonna all dress up.
I think that all the interns and myself are going to dress up in our sexiest outfits
attire?
Tomorrow. Attire.
Sweet.
You'll be here then, right? You won't be late?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay, I can't wait. Okay, thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.